Welcome back to another episode of Chisapod. I am your host, entertainment reporter Khumutso Mohanidi. Today we've got our guest, renowned international opera singer, Thando Mnjwadana.
Hello, hello, hello. It's lovely to be here.
So please tune in.
Uyazi uMzansi Celebville is filled with flavor.
But you know that ge o batla go tseba gore fame e re mongwaneng.
Or who secured the latest bag.
Or just who's dripping with sauce.
And who's adding the spice.
Jonga yonke into nje.
Because if it's hot, then it's definitely in the Chisa pod.
Thando.
Yeah.
Right, puto.
Siyaphila puto, ngosi kunjani?
No, I'm okay, bro.
Yeah.
No, I just want you to take us through, just want to find out how was your upbringing and ekhaya, ekoman, what did you want to be when you grew up?
Right. Okay, so for me, when it comes to me growing up, I come from a very musical background. My mom used to sing, my dad sings, my grandparents used to sing. At church, basically. So because I grew up singing, I knew that singing was something that makes me happy.
Mm-hmm.
And at the time, I wasn't sure if I was going to be able to make it a career because I didn't know you can pursue a career singing. Mm-hmm. But then I knew that I was going to sing for a long time because I saw my mom singing, going to local choirs. That's what I wanted to do as well, you know. And at that time, it was a hobby, and then later it became a career. But we'll get to that. When it comes to me, what is it that I wanted to become? I'm good with commercial subjects, so accounting, because I did commercial subjects at school as well. I studied accounting, business, economics. So I wanted to be on the business side, you know.
What's this? Home economics.
Home economics.
Because it's the one of sewing, right?
No, we're talking numbers. So, I thought I was going to be, like an accountant or something like that until... music became something very serious for me, you know. Yeah.
Then if you can describe for me, because I know Zangu Usuge Apa, then we'll explore your talent internationally.
Yeah.
What paved the way for you to find yourself international, on the international market, in fact?
Yeah. Okay, so I like I said, I studied music as well at UCT. Because I started singing at school, high school, and then I decided to make it a career. So I went to UCT to study music. And then after that, I sang with Cape Town Opera. It's in Escape in Cape Town.
Yes.
I sang with them for quite some time. And then I was fortunate. I won a competition in 2018, which the judges, we call them jury, they were from the UK at the time. So they sort of scouted me, I would say. They scouted me, and then I went and then I went abroad, and I've been there since then.
So you just shot straight to Europe or Washington?
I studied in London.
Yeah.
I studied in London because I also did my master's in London. So I did my master's, and then I stayed in London. And then... last year, February, I moved to Washington in America.
Mm.
Yeah, so I've been living in London since 2018 until last year, February, when I relocated to America.
Okay.
Yeah.
Then we understand you're one of the heavyweights internationally when it comes to opera. I want to find out, how did you gel into the international market?
Well, what I would say is, it's hard work, I would say. It's not only talent. It's not only going to school and having qualifications. I would say it's hard work because the business out there is really tough, you know. There are a lot of South Africans that can sing a lot. There are a lot of other black singers that can sing, and also Asian people as well. So you need to work hard to stay in the business, you know. So there are a lot of things that you need to do as an individual to stay in the business, like keeping your health, making sure that you know exactly what you're saying because we're singing different languages, having to be able to interact with other people. And as a person, you need to be someone who can be easily who can easily interact with other people, if that makes sense, you know. So it's a package, you know. You don't just go and use your voice and sing. it's a package. There are a lot of things that you need to do, you know.
Yeah. Do you think Oprah, the career, does it appeal to the youth, to upcoming youth?
Yeah, it does.
Because I remember back then, I think 2004, some of us were introduced, Guti, Oprah can be appealing to a youth. Jangoba Zola 7.
Of course.
Recorded.
Don't Cry.
Yeah. So I just want to find that does that still appeal, and I'm challenged to the upcoming youth.
Yeah, it does, and pretty much because now we're fortunate enough because we have TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, all these social media. So people, they get to see. No one would say they don't know Oprah in this day. Mm-hmm. I can promise you that, especially people that are interested in the fraternity, choral, opera, classical singing. They're all aware of it, you know. The kids at high school, they've got phones, they've got TikTok, they've got all these social media,
you know.
There are a lot of people that are recording and posting their stuff on the social media so that it's easily accessible for youth, you know. So I would say it does appeal to young singers out there. And also the fact that in high school, well, not only high school, primary school, high school, there's a competition called Sasuke. It used to be called Tirisana back in the days. It's Sasuke, where they have to compete, like each and every school, they compete with each other. So that exposes them to classical music, you know. Yeah.
Then what's the difference between choral and opera? Because I'm going to day one. Because you sing high notes, right? Or there is a difference.
When it comes to singing, you can say it's the same thing because we're singing the high notes. But choral is more like church music. It's a choral music. It's more like a church music, you know, church vibes, you know. I'll make an example. There's a chorus called Hallelujah, 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 Hallelujah. That's choral. That's people singing choral. And then opera is something that is different. It's more like it's more dramatic about the things that are happening on our daily lives, things that are that have happened before. You know, it's the stories that people tell. You know, for example, you can make an opera through Hamlet, Shakespeare's book, or you can make an opera about Mandela.
Okay,
that's not church. That's someone you know. So you can make an opera. Actually, there are operas about Mandela. Mm-hmm. You know, so there's that difference. The other one is church music, and then the other one is the one that I've just explained now.
At least, can we have a taste of your voice as an opera singer? Because at least we had Hallelujah. That's choral.
That's choral. and then probably like for opera, it would be like a. Kejeli damanina selalashi riskaldaris. That's opera, you know.
Okay. At least we're learning, eh? Then, but what were your challenges? International market. I know one of them can be maybe homesick a bit.
Of course,
people they are not easily welcoming.
Mm-hmm.
plus I don't want to use the race, but
of course it's there, you know. Well, some of the challenges that I've experienced, of course, being homesick, you know, I mean, especially when I started to travel, because back then I used to travel maybe for like 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 6 months. But now it's since 2018, like I would only visit home once a year and would stay for 2 weeks or 3 weeks, you know. So I would get homesick like really bad until I got used to it. So that is no longer a challenge. When it comes to racism, there are countries that are still racist, you know. I'm not going to mention them.
Yeah, don't.
But there are countries where you like experience racism, you know, and you like...
On a higher level,
you know. And you're like, where are we? What in 2025, for example, we're still experiencing racism, you know. So that's also a challenge. You know, another challenge would be languages. You know, you might get to an opera house where they speak Italian only. The conductor is Italian.
What?
The director is Italian. Most of the singers are Italian. They speak Italian. So you have to learn the language, you know, and or try to understand whatever that they're saying, you know. So language is a challenge. That's why we need to learn these languages as well, so that you stay in the business, you know.
And I heard, I think 2 months ago, shortly after our article here at Chisa Live, I heard that you were supposed to come this side, but you had to go via Belgium because you had an invite, or was it the booking?
Yeah.
Was it Belgium or Italy?
It was France, Germany and Belgium. Yeah, three of them. I was supposed to come on the 12th of December, but then I had to postpone because I had commitments in Germany, Belgium and France.
Then languages, how many international languages do you...
Do I understand?
Are you fluent with...
No, I'm not fluent. But I do understand some of them. I do understand Italian, but I'm not fluent when it comes to me speaking.
So bonjour, it's
that's French.
Gracias.
Gracias is Spanish.
Oh, okay.
But, and then you say grazie in Italian, when you say thank you.
Yeah.
They're almost the same, Spanish and Italian, because it's Latin, you know. So you have to sort of know, especially when you sing, you have to do some research and know exactly what you're saying, to whom you're saying it, so that you don't say something sad and you smile. They will know it. They will know, because they know their language. They will know their language. They will know that you're just bluffing.
So which international celebrities have you interacted with while you were performing?
In the opera department?
Some.
Yeah. I've worked with Joyce DiDonato, who is... I mean, she's just amazing.
I thought it was a man.
and I've worked with Gerald Finley. He's amazing. I've worked with the one of the best conductors, Antonio Papano, Lizette Oropeza, Pretty Ende.
Pretty Ende is from SA.
Okay. I've interacted with her. So yeah, they quite. I wouldn't say quite a lot, but I've worked with them.
That besides Oprah, what else are you busy with?
Well, this is the thing. Remember when I mentioned business before? I'm into property business. You know, I love property business. It's because I know I won't always be singing. So having investments in property is key, you know, because you can't really rely on the physical career, because something might happen to my voice tomorrow and I'll need something to lean on, you know. So I'm into property business as well, you know.
Okay, okay.
Yeah.
Then, as you mentioned that tomorrow you're jetting off to Washington.
To Washington, yeah.
Just want to find out any upcoming events.
Yeah, I'm doing concerts there. I'm doing concerts in Washington, New York, and Chicago as well. And then I'll go to Amsterdam. There's another production that I'm doing. It's called Anansi, with Dutch National Opera.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then going to Ireland after that for Madama Butterfly in Dublin. Yeah. So there are quite a few upcoming events.
Then here at home? When?
Here. Yeah.
Oh, it's a problem.
Yeah, you know.
Or do the guys who need to book for you need to go via an agent, or they need to
of course I've got an agent. Oh, I've got an agent. It's an American agent. But also I do, if someone approaches me or whatever company that approaches me here, I would link them with my with my agent. There are concerts that I'm planning to do here in South Africa, Cape Town, and here in Johannesburg as well, but it's still work in progress when it comes to dates, you know. But definitely this year I'll be doing those concerts.
Then in the form of maybe adopt Bantwana Komani in terms of plowing back to the community, the Ubuyaguyo. Into or is it still work in progress?
I'd say it's still work in progress, because I haven't started it yet, but of course the idea is there, especially having to coach them and assist them wherever they want to be assisted, in a sense that where I have to for example make do like master classes where I have to teach them and coach them and show them how to stay in the business and what sort of challenges you should expect, because it's not all beautiful, you know, because people will show you the photos on their social media that it's all good, and it's not, you know. So they need to know those kind of things, you know.
Yeah. Then any South African songs that you listen to? Because I'm sure Sokubona December. wait, and also I want to find out, in your view, SA music, do you think is in a good path or great path with regards to the international market? Angali, if the international market now, uzokhuluma ngamapiano, but like there's a range,
of course,
Amachandra, like South Africa. I think on Sunday, Maskandi artist Kuzani went to and attended Amagrammy.
Yeah.
Of which, like Umuntu Okuqala, otherwise there's Wisikatamiya, of which Abo Lady Smith,
Yeah.
I want to find out, Kuti, what are you currently listening to, manje?
Of course, I listen to amapiano. But not that much. I'm a person that listens to Zonke. If you know Zonke, I listen to Mandisi, Janjis. I mean, it's more like jazz, soul. You know, those kind of things. That kind of music. When it comes to them, because there are artists that are abroad, that are South Africans, you know, that are doing other genres,
sure,
other than opera, you know. Some of them, they're doing jazz. Tande Eka is doing jazz. I forgot her last name. They're doing well, I would say. They're doing well, but it's just that for South Africans, once you are in a certain genre, you will only focus on that genre.
Yeah,
because you want to, build your craft in that genre, mm-mm. you know. But yeah, I do listen to amapiano. Yeah.
But in your view, then I want to find out, kuti if you yako
on
when it comes to South African music.
I mean, I love it. I love it because I think it's genius mm-hmm. what these guys are doing. Mm-hmm. You know, and the fact that I'm South African, that music rings to me. You know, because I can relate to that music. One of the things we spoke about earlier, language, mm-hmm. you know, when someone sings Xhosa, I can relate to that because it's my language. When mm-hmm. someone sings Zulu, because I know Zulu, you know, Sotho, you know, so I can relate to that. That's why I'm saying they're doing a great job, those guys, you know. I truly, truly and honestly support them.
But then I want to find out, where are you going with this thing? Yeah, Oprangadi, Silana ku Kalabesh, yeah, Oprah. Where are you going with this? Angali, you're going to plow back to your community. But I want to find out, where are you going with this? At some point, I think, I'm sure, you want to bring Italism up.
Of course.
Belgium is up. In Amsterdam is up.
Yeah.
And trade the talent. Mm. So Bengfu understand Oguti, where are you going with this?
Right.
Already you've made your name of yourself, right?
Yeah. Thank you. You know, the good thing about this already is the fact that they are aware that there are a lot of South Africans singing. And they know that sometimes it's the opportunities that they don't get in order for them to go abroad.
Mm.
So they do come. Like I said, in 2018, when I was part of the competition that I won, it's the judges from London that were there. So they came.
Mm-mm.
I didn't go there. They came here in Cape Town to be the judges of the competition.
Yes.
And then I was one of the people that they took. You know, so they are fully aware of that. You know, it's just that the opportunities, people don't get enough opportunities to go abroad. So what they do is they want people to record videos and send it to them and apply when there are posts like advertisements. They want people to apply, you know. So that is a good thing. But for me, where I'm going with this is... Of course, one day I would like to. I'm hoping to record a CD so that even when I'm not here, people would still listen to me.
Mm.
You know, 50 years from now, 100 years from now, people listening to Tandem Jandana. 200 years from now, you know.
Yeah,
that's my goal. You know.
Then describe. Give me one word to describe Pretty Yende.
Ah, one word. She's, I would say, one word is not going to be enough. I would say
one word.
Exceptional.
Then, Sibongile Khumalo.
Outstanding. Yeah.
Then, Uthembi, Lowa, Grafichara, Uzola, Don't Cry.
Uthembi Siletwala.
Yeah.
She's good.
Okay, then are you open for... Ama features when it comes to amanyama genre?
Absolutely. Because look, this is the thing. One of the things that made, I'm sure you know him, one of the things that made Luciano Pavarotti mm-hmm. being where he was, and yes. everyone in the entire world knows him, it's not only because he sang opera,
mm-hmm.
not only because the audience that he had was opera people. He sang with Mariah Carey.
Mm-hmm.
He sang with a lot.
I remember Ulo Babwe Wenwele Zimnyama.
Yeah.
He was chubby a bit, right?
Yeah, he sang with a lot of. He sang with the hip hop artists, R&B artists. Mm-hmm. He sang with a lot of different genres. And then he would still maintain his opera. You know, he doesn't go and sing just because he's singing R&B. He sacrifices his technique. No, he doesn't. Strictly opera. And then the audience for hip hop artist, the one he's singing with, the audience will be there.
Mm-hmm.
Hip hop and then opera, putting them together, you know. That's one of the things that made him famous, you know. Everyone knows him, even kids.
Then
I'm open. I would very
open for features. Any genre. Any genre. Okay, then what's the message that you've got for people from Komani or Inja, youth in Inja?
They need to keep pushing and believing in themselves, you know, because a lot of people would not see what they see inside of them, you know. If you know that you want to do this thing and you know the capabilities of the capability that you have of achieving what you want to achieve, you're the one that knows it, you know. You're the one that has the fire within.
Yes.
So I would say they must keep believing in themselves and pushing, working very hard, because it's not easy out there, honestly.
Then in final, I just want to find out from you, what have you learned internationally besides Oprah, about being out there?
Yeah, right. It's the way they do things there. The culture is different there. It's just different. And I remember the first time when I got there, it blows my mind, you know, because how they do things, like in general, it's very different from here. It's really different, like how they approach things, because of how they learned and their culture as well. It's totally different from here. So I've learned that everywhere you travel, the culture is going to be different. It's different. Like, for example, South Africa is different from Germans.
Oh, yeah.
Very different. London, in the UK, it's not that much of a difference, but it is different.
Yeah.
American as well, Netherlands as well. So the culture is one of the things that I've learned since traveling.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, but in ungachafi.
Yeah.
Venice is got the hope to see you maybe June or so.
Yeah, my plan is to come back around end of May, June. Yeah, that's my plan.
Okay.
Because this is the thing, we can plan as much, and then because this career, you can be booked tomorrow and you are planning to come.
Oh, wait, I want to find out. Is it true that opera singers, Baba Puka, Fanana Boshadi, long term Yama gig?
Yeah, of course. Because, yeah, it's like that. Because, for example, now I'm focusing on late 2026,
2027. Now?
And, yeah.
Sure. It's Kapila. Like, serious. But
It's like that because, it's understandable why it's like that. Because what they do is they don't only cast for the voice that they see. For example, if they see the my physique is not what they want, let's say if I'm fat, for example, they would say, okay, we'll cast you for this thing, which you will do in 2027, but if you would lose a little bit of weight, that would be great. And then you've got 2 years to achieve that.
To shape up.
And also, what they do is they see, because these people are masters of the voice, they see that in 2 years' time, you'll be sounding like this. Not the way you're sounding now, because your voice is going to grow.
Yes.
So they can see and be like, oh, okay. So he will be fine in 2 years' time for this role. So we are going to cast him for this role after 2 years from now. So that's how they function, you know. And also, you need enough time to prepare. So you can't be casted this week for something you'll sing next week. It's impossible, because you have to learn like this kind of like a huge book of music.
And so this book comes in a form of Italian
notes
or
English in a different language, you know. So you have to learn those kind of things, you know. If it's Italian, you will learn that like properly and have coaching so that when you sing, you sound Italian, you know?
Yo.
That's why they book you.
Zavuya Musla. Yeah. I never. No, thanks, Tando, for your time.
Thank you so much, KG.
So I think we'll touch base.
Yeah.
But if you've got I'm a date of your performances, please don't hesitate.
Yeah, I'll drop them to you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Brad.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.